Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. How does one marching band during this pandemic? Always nice to hook up with Evan Galliardo. Say that name fast 10 times. Evan Galliardo, Evan Galliardo, Evan Galliardo. I said it 3 times. So how does one marching band during this pandemic? Crazy stuff, Evan.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. We're not really able to do a whole lot of marching. That's sort of dependent on football games. So what we've been doing is we've been doing more classical type things and getting outside basically whenever we can and playing some more of those pieces, doing some pop tunes here and there. But like, it's sort of crazy. But it's sort of weird because we can't really do any of the things that we usually did. But we're just sort of rolling with the punches.
Well, and that's all you can do, but you hope maybe, we were talking a little bit off the air, that maybe by the spring, you know, the IHSA is hoping to have a spring football season as we speak today. So if that happens, that should probably open up some things for marching band, right?
Yeah, we're hoping. If the football's out there, then we're out there. That's definitely our thing. And if there are any competitions that we can go to, that's dependent on the schools that want to run them, we'll for sure take part in that.
All right, so, you know, coming up this weekend, a nice event, the Fall Music Festival for Sherrard, going to be a little bit different this year. Can't do it indoors, but it's going to be outdoors. So tell us what's happening this weekend.
True, yeah, so we can't do it indoors, so we're going to do it outside on the practice fields and everything, so we're all nice and spaced out. We're going to have our junior high concert band, high school concert band, and both of our jazz bands playing. It's going to be super fun. I'm really excited for it. I think it's like the only live concert that a band is playing in the region around here, so I really hope a lot of the community shows up, and I think it's going to be a great time.
Well, and I know the band director, Mr. Grayson, has done a lot of different and unique things. I know you're able to have a band camp this summer, and what you're doing, like movie nights, too. Kind of tell us this fun stuff that, as I tell people, the Sherrard band program, man, they're keeping it real.
Yeah, for sure. It was super, super awesome to have a band camp this year. I know a lot of other schools couldn't do one or had to do it virtually, but we distanced, and fortunately we were lucky with no cases or anything, but we masked up and we social distanced, and we had a really good time. And whenever weekends we can, we're really fortunate to have all that space out north of the high school so we can spread out and watch movies together. And, you know, obviously we make sure we sanitize everything, and we've been super lucky, but it's been, honestly, a great time.
Yeah. So how many different movies have you guys done, and what are some of the movies that I guess the band program wants to watch?
So yeah, it's mostly Disney movies, kids stuff. We still get a kick out of that. We've only watched, I think, Monsters, Inc. and Up, but they've been super fun. We've only been able to do it like 2 weekends, but we're hoping to pack as many as we can in before it gets too cold.
All right. So I'm just curious, your love of music and your taste of music. Do you like old? I hope you can tell me a story that you like old vinyl records, but you're probably going to tell me no, Taylor. I like the MP3s. I like the iTunes library, but I hope you can tell me you listen to some vinyl records at times.
Oh yeah, for sure. Actually, it's kind of surprising. My dad sort of raised me on the 70s and 80s stuff, and I actually got really into the 60s music and old jazz and stuff like that as I got older. A lot of my friends are into the newer stuff. But I'm always a fan of the classics.
All right, and I know it's such a tremendous saxophone player, right? So you need to tell me that instrument is all about emotion. So if you feel good, you can play it. If you feel blue, you can play it, right?
I mean,
all different emotions. So explain yourself.
Okay, so yeah, I really love playing the saxophone because, like you said, it's all about emotion. And something that a clinician told me one time is, don't feel like you're playing the saxophone, feel like you're singing it. Put as much soul into it and as much emotion as you can to it as possible. And the things you can do physically to the way you put your mouth on the saxophone, the way your fingers run through the saxophone, everything that you can do can be sort of channeled through your emotions, and that can really come out in the music. And that's come in when I've done solos for the marching competition, when I've done things for jazz, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Put your soul into it, he says. Listen, listen to that out there, you young musicians. So, you know, play the saxophone. I know you're a drum major, and so, you know, trying to get this marching band season ignited And again, we talked about that already, you know, hopefully maybe in the spring. And I know as a senior, you really don't want to miss out on that. And when I speak in relation to this pandemic, and this is me kind of preaching a little bit here, Evan, but, you know, this is for me why it's so important that people understand when they're using this hashtag, let us play. Yeah, and I know you've seen it. Mm-hmm. But you know, so many people think it's synonymous with football. And I know it's important. That's a big part of it. But let us play, I want to make sure people know, resonates with all IHSA sports and activities. Mm-hmm. And a big activity is band and music. Can I get an amen? And can you, Evan Galliardo, preach to that?
Yes, for sure. Oh, my gosh. It's such a huge part of the culture we have here at Girard, and that we sort of cultivated it into, especially with our director has made it such a big part of our school. And whenever there's an activity, the bands they're playing for, we even go to volleyball games and wrestling games, and you really don't see that a whole lot. But not only is it a fun addition to a lot of other activities, in its own right, it is its own smaller community. It's a place for people to come and make music, and we don't really even describe it as just band. We're like a band family, and that's really special to everybody there. So yes, for sure, band is super, super important.
All right, so my final question to you is this: are people that do small market radio and play the saxophone, are they both cool?
Oh, for sure.
All right, Evan.
No, yeah, we're really big fans, especially my family and I. We definitely support everything you're doing. We really appreciate it. It's definitely what I'm going to remember when I'm somewhere around, you know, when I'm an adult. Part of my experience at Girard and Mercer County and everything is just going to be that small town radio. I really love it, man.
Amen. Testimonial. Thank you. But and you bring up a great point, and I think we're so fortunate in the three primary school districts that this radio station gets to cover in Girard, Rockridge, and Mercer County. The people are invested, and by people I mean community, mm-hmm. and the school districts are invested in those programs.
100%.
How neat do you think that is?
I think that's so awesome, and I actually think that brings what usually would be a rivalry kind of together, in that we're all sort of in the same boat with everything, especially with everything going on now. Having this sort of centralized coverage of all of our schools, reminding us that we're not alone, and really, really sparks that sense of community, and I'm so appreciative of that.
All right, so get out and support the Fall Music Festival over at Girard this weekend. Again, the times for that, Evan, and how people can attend that with social distancing in place, of course.
Yeah, so on Saturday it's going to be starting at 2 o'clock. Unless it rains, then we're going to do it on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And we really hope you come out. It's going to be a great time.
All right. This kid, Evan Galliardo, puts his soul into it. He told us as he plays the saxophone. Get out and support the Girard music program this weekend. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.